A public park.
The Internet, 1996 World Exposition, a world's fair for the information age.
His name is Chul Butso, and he belongs to Ngamring, place called Ngamring in Tibet. And his parents are basically peasants in Tibet, and he used to do some petty business when he was in Tibet. But he had this growing interest for carpentry. And he really wanted to study wood carving. But when he told his parents about this, it seems that his parents didn't appreciate it so much. But later, it seems that he really wanted to do it, and he started working with it.
He
first studied carpentry for about 3 years in a place called Sakya with a teacher named Dechen. And then after that, he went to Tashilumbu, right? Tashilumbu, where he studied wood carving under the teacher named
So
it seems till 59 he had been working for the monasteries, building new monasteries and also renovating some old ones. And so, like, till 59 he's been doing this profession itself, Tibet.
Tene ta tu jur chung ni ma chu ma ku lo de nga chu chu do yong ye chen ya ja mi ja tu a ku chen nga ring sin kham ba ja ku si chen lo chi nga de ko cha so
In 59, when the Chinese occupied Tibet, he wanted to desperately escape out of Tibet. But it seems that the Chinese had kept him for 1 year with them, and basically because they wanted to do, you know, to make use of him. But then in 60, he eventually escaped out of Tibet through Nepal.
This
place is called
Sharkumbu. So it's on the border with Nepal. Sotati, Kangba, Jatu, Simba, Gumba Puru, Tushi Rimboshi, Gumba Shang, Doru, Mimangi Gumba, Yang, Devu Rimboshi, Shua, Kongu Gumba Chung Gumba.
At this place in Shakumbu, there was a small Tibetan settlement at that time, and it seemed that he stayed in this settlement and, you know, started working for some monasteries. And in all, he worked for probably 3-4 monasteries. That's what he's saying. Both of one of the high lamas in that place, and also for the Tibetans. So basically, he worked in that settlement till 79.
Tine ta jaju tambe lo te ti tine su shungi duro ta pugul lobjong che pugu tumo mo yindi na se kuri mo te chongi.
Then after 79, he was summoned to Dharamsala by the Tibetan government in exile, and he started working here with a lot of students, basically teaching them the art, and also working for His Holiness's palace, like making the throne and the altar. And so since then he's been working in Dharamsala till today. And I also skipped one thing, and before that, the place where he worked in the settlement, till 79, he also had some students with him.
So maybe we can talk a little bit about the carving now. Could you tell him to just maybe summarize the whole process of carving? So I think they make their own tools, mm-hmm. and they have to learn how to draw and mm-hmm. so on. So if you could just describe what the stages, what everything you have to learn, the skills you need mm-hmm. to become a carver.
Mm-hmm. Kurang ini kan sudah di orang singsu kita ribut juga di tempat ni cik sing kalau tu maya kau ni al tamu remuti ni ya jalan periuk tanya dige susu cipta di kol cik sana singsu kurang
tak singsu kurang sana tak memang anjur kekian tunggul lebih dah jamso segala jamso tiran laku je kini tu jaga rimu tinggi canggih. Rimoina, that's also design Namaja ina, right? Tabukitachi, Shotin, Gumba Kakita, Chagam Chishum, Kinetri Wood in the Tanda Tables and Gansu Shin Chisok.
Yes.
What is of country so teach? Titi design in a design diameter, Madrazo, Madrazo, Yovade, that teaches only she be remote in the remote jumps of the Sutine. Remote ti chejung go kare ko na tine tin tro ja ga ngin si de la tin do ba ja sangu si tin de si chi so le tabo to ti ba ko tin song ga
he's basically talking about the various stages, you know, when a person first begins to learn this art. First, like, it's like making furnitures. The first step, which he has learned from his teachers, according to what the kind of stage process he's learned from his teacher, is like first making the furniture, designing the furniture itself, and then making, learning to draw. After that, wood carving itself. Carving also has like different forms of animals, and even the flowers are very different. Then they have this special kind of string, which is which helps them to make holes inside the, you know, different kind of formations. And they even have to learn how to make that. Do you call it chisel? Yeah, how to make this. Like some of them are straight, some are, you know, have a slight bend and curved. Yeah. So, first of all, you know, they have to learn how to make this, because it's going to go in the wood and shape the wood.
Tartan, Chesona, Tim Jamsoda, Nija Hensalite, Jamsu Shooty, the Koi, Koi, Juin, Jun, 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 Chile, Simba. Tayan Mansu, Ku Ranzon, Kosat, and that Jambo Soya, Dua, Kitchen, tangi mane song korang jam hiya thoba chene
song se
song se na dije
ale
kosa se na yan dinde ji se dakki dwa phanje phanje yang azu ko la phai dai ke mari song korang dirang ki jam hiya thoba chene so ko el suba ta khanda
ke And what he says is they never use sandpaper for making the surface smooth. All they use is that chisel. And this is still just an example for the students. Otherwise, you know, they also make idols of gods and goddesses out of, the, you know, doing wood carving. So it has to be very fine. Everything has to be really fine.
And it's
just handwork, no machine work at all. The dare,
the call. The call.
So you see, this is generally a brief, you know, description of the stages.
How long does it take to learn all the stages?
Ani di chaza ma jayan la tuzu ka gas kugores.
Tuzu manzu tere thanda tuzu tuzu lo thugre.
Thug nas.
Kela jimo songyali tava thugse che. Tine ta bole jave di sangma suye. Kepala
So he's saying that the course is generally for 6 years, which constitutes drawing, learning how to first draw and then make the design, and also how to bring out these features. Like he was showing this, the animal, the flowers, and a drawing is just, you know, you just have to make it out on the paper. But then when you bring it in the form of wood carving, when you carve it out, you have to bring those features out. So in all, drawing as well as designing and carving, it takes 6 years, the whole course, yeah.
You've been listening to the Internet 1996 World Exposition, Building a Public Park for the Global Village. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Your host was Deb Roy.
Handcrafted by Becknell and Lucas.